And we're just going to go before the Lord and get out the way. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, oh Heavenly Father. We just want to praise and honor you and glorify your name, oh dear God, simply because you are God all by yourself. Lord, we thank you for the women of God and their obedience, oh Heavenly Father, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, oh Heavenly Father, because they said yes to your mandate, oh Heavenly Father. Their obedience has brought us here together for such a time as this. Heavenly Father, we just praise you right now for the Des de Leon family and ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around them, oh Heavenly Father, as they go out and create the artist and artist the world, oh dear God. Father God, we just thank you because we know that you are God all by yourself, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, I ask for a special anointing on the man of God who is about to bring the word. Heavenly Father, Father God, you know what you have implanted in him to give to us, oh Heavenly Father. And when he is finished, we ask that you pour back into him, oh Heavenly Father, so that he can continue to go out and minister to others, oh dear God. Lord, we praise you and we thank you and we bless your name simply because you are God, oh Lord. So Lord, we call it done in the matchless and precious name of Jesus, oh Lord. We say that the airways will line up right now in the name of Jesus, and everyone will receive what thus says the Lord. It is in Jesus' matchless name that I pray this prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. Take it away.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory for the greater things and the new things that he is doing for our life. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for seating us and greeting us and also giving us our declaration for today. God favored me on this Friday, December the 20th, 2013. So as you go, TMC family, through this day, know that God's favor is upon you and that he favored you. So when you woke up this morning and you joined in here on the Master's Call, God has already given you favor this day. That is something definitely to praise God about. So on behalf of the founders of this call, Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts and our mother ego, Dr. Vanessa Spoon, I welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings to the Master's Call. I thank each and every single one of you for dialing in. And if you are visiting us for the first time, we welcome you. We invite you to visit our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. You will see our prayer directives for this season. You will see all of our messages that have been archived since the inception of this call. And so we ask you to come back and join us again as you're on the phone this morning. Post on your Facebook page. Send out a tweet. Do whatever is necessary. Invite three people to join you this morning here on the Master's Call. See, here on the Master's Call, we stand on Psalm 88:13, which says, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, my sister Kai, she just opened us up in a powerful prayer. And see, here on the Master's Call, it's all about the Master. So if you are an artist distributor on the line this morning, we welcome you and hope that you have checked your back office. There are so many promotions going on in artists. And not only that, all roads lead to the Empowerment Conference, January the 10th, the 11th, and 12th in Houston, Texas at the Marriott Hobby Hotel. And I hope that I will be able to see you there. If you are interested in participating in the worship service that will be conducted by the founders of this call on Sunday morning, then I ask each and every single one of you to send a Gmail to us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So if you're interested in serving in any capacity, we're not going to tell you what you need to serve in. We're going to let you make that decision. So if God is pushing and purging you to do something new, go ahead and send us a Gmail, and we will be more than glad to respond to you. immediately following this call, every day, Monday through Friday, we head over to the morning motivational call. And that telephone number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598#. Every day at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are on the 90K Revolution. So please dial in to the same number you call for this call, 712-432-0075, and use the PIN code 926358#. Remember, today is Friday, so after this call, we do not immediately leave. If you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a testimony, then we invite you to stay here with us and give us that information. So remember, today is Friday, so just stay on a little bit longer and give us that information, and we definitely will celebrate and praise God and stand in agreement with you. So at this time, it is time to hear what thus says the Lord. The Lord is truly doing greater and new things in our life, and I am so honored to introduce this vessel of God this morning. He definitely is a living testimony. You hear me? A living testimony. He is definitely a product of the artist product. I am so excited to be connected to him because he definitely brings excitement. And I do know one thing. I do know that the favor of God is definitely on his life. He hails from Brooklyn, New York this morning. He is a pastor. He is a teacher. He is a father. He is on the move for God. He is a world changer and a kingdom builder. And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor and a privilege and a pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than Pastor John. Pastor John, are you out there this morning?
Yes. Could you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. Take it away. The platform is yours.
Yes, good morning and pleasant morning to all the beautiful people of Artists International and God's children, in fact, God's children. And today is a day that I'm celebrating life. Today is the 20th of December, 2013. And I am remembering at 8 o'clock, 2010, December 20th, when the doctor began his final examination with my biopsy and the bone scanning and every procedure that they did on that day, that was the day that they found no cancer. That was the day that I celebrated to God to say, God, be the glory. And today is 3 years since that. Oh, my God, hallelujah. I'm struggling for words this morning because it is such an awesome time to remember. And I cannot put it in words this morning. So if I fail you in words, forgive me, because today is a day that I thank God and I thank him when our platinum president, Bernadette Selby, came and introduced the artist products to me. It was the best day of my life. Do you understand why you should help people? And do you understand that when she brought it to me, she became my angel, because this is how I regard her. And I thank God for the power of 5 antioxidant, the Liviv, that I drank for 7 months straight, that today I have no cancer whatsoever. I am free from the enemy of cancer, and praise God. Today I want to entitle the message, Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. And finally, Isaiah concluded that perhaps, yes, Isaiah God must have seen that he is born of the King of Kings. So therefore, it makes him a prince. In a personal way today, we have broken the peace with God. In our prosperity, When we prosper, there are many of us who have broken the peace with God because we lack compassion. Oh, my God, hallelujah. It is in our poverty, we prayed hard for the crust of a bread to eat and a corner to sleep. Yet one step away from extreme poverty, many have broken the peace with God and pulled away from, oh God, the very qualities that made them successful. Isaiah chapter 9 describes Christ as the Prince of Peace because he and he alone can help to restore the peace between mankind and God. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, it says, when Paul says, it's very clear to us, for there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Paul tried to explain it to the Romans in chapter 5 when he said, they're being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I come to tell you, when Shiloh comes, when peace comes, the sense of being at peace with God comes, there is an amazing change in our attitude about life. When peace comes, that which once disturbed us doesn't seem to bother us anymore. When peace comes this morning, that which once seems important to us is no longer, oh my God, oh praise God, it's no longer the most important thing in life. When peace comes, oh God, the storms may rise and the winds may blow. Oh, but our anchor holds. When peace comes, we can say triumphantly, despite what happens in the world, it is well with my soul. My friends, it was Isaiah later on predicted that the Messiah will heal those with broken hearts and liberate spiritual captivity and prisoners. God's chosen one will announce his grace to a desperate humanity as an expression of his compassion. From the beginning of his ministry, Jesus said that his purpose was to seek out the lost and restore them to a relationship with the Father. My friends, hallelujah. In Isaiah 61, hallelujah, Jesus quoted Isaiah 61 to substantiate his claim to being the Messiah and to restate the purpose of his life. Jesus came, hallelujah, praise God, to heal, teach, and minister and serve. When we think about this Christmas, that the child was born in a manger, we think of this Christmas that Mary found favor with God. We think of Christmas, oh my God, hallelujah, that wait a second, when the wise man was warned and said, don't go back the same place you came, but take a different direction. It was all because of the Prince of Peace in the name of Jesus. When Simeon lifted up Jesus, hallelujah, when they offer him up on that 8th day, oh God, in the name of Jesus, he says, my eyes have seen thy salvation. It was the Prince of Peace. His compassion revealed the character of God. God's love and understanding reach out to those who are depressed and discouraged. This morning I come to tell someone that don't be discouraged, hallelujah. The Prince of Peace is here, hallelujah, because he promised to give consolation and beauty in the place of ashes and oil of joy in the place of mourning and garments of righteousness instead of a spirit of heaviness. Yes, my friends, the Bible recognizes the heaviness of our depression today. And if you are listening today and you are depressed because there's something wrong in the family, there's something wrong with the body, the aching body, there's something wrong with your business, your independent business, or your workplace, or in your ministry, I come to tell you that get a hold of the Prince of Peace in the name of Jesus. When you were firstborn and name him Jesus Emmanuel. Oh, praise God. What is Jesus to you today? The Christ child that was born in a manger. What does he mean to us in the name of Jesus? God's word brings hope and encouragement to those who are weighed down, and God's people stand with those who struggle to bring relief and restoration, because God promises that he will bring restoration, that he may be glorified this Christmas season, this Christmas time. And I know there is argument. He wasn't born on December 25th. My statement today is that he was born, and he came of a Virgin Mary. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, and he raised on the third day, hallelujah. And that I believe then, and I believe now, and will always believe, because the birth of the Prince of Peace bring good tidings to the poor. The Prince of Peace brought us, he healed the brokenhearted. He brought liberty to the captive. He opened prison doors to those who are bound. He proclaimed the acceptable year of the Lord to comfort those that are mourning today. Oh, my God, there are those who are just, nobody understand what they're going through. Hallelujah. He gave them beauty for ashes, for beauty instead of ashes. A oil of joy for the mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. He is the tree of righteousness to rebuild all the old broken cities and houses. I come to tell you that strangers shall stand and feed you and your flock today. It is a time when you look at what's going on with us today and the turnaround what we have today and in the direction of which we are going today. We know for a fact that when God ordained these four beautiful ladies and they came with 90,000 in 90 days, indeed is a blessing from God. Because who else in the industry, who else right now in the entire United States and the world could have a compensation plan that if you walk the system, that we have the ability to achieve $90,000 in 90 days. Oh, my friends, you say, Pastor, you're preaching this money thing now. Yes, we need money for ministry, and we need money to take care of the kids, and we need money to take care of our loved ones and ourselves. Yes, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, he paid his taxes, and he did render to Caesar what he did to Caesar, because the Prince of Peace brought us revelation. The Prince of Peace brought us hope. He says, strangers shall be working for you. You shall be named the priest of the Lord. You shall be called servants of God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. You shall have double honor instead of shame. You shall rejoice in the Lord instead of confusion. You will have everlasting joy. We have the garment of salvation. Don't you realize that, oh my God, that we are covered because of the Prince of Peace. We are covered with the robe of righteousness. Don't you realize that when God sends blessing, when the priest of God that passeth all understanding comes into your life, he's the Prince of Peace. Because in May of 2010, there I was in a spirit of heaviness. I was mourning. I was in anger and suffering, in a state of depression, when the doctor told me I was diagnosed with cancer in the prostate. Do you understand? The minute it happened, I began to see the, oh my God, hallelujah, dark roads, dark night, long nights, hallelujah, and dark days. But thanks be to God, hallelujah. He gave me the joy, everlasting joy. He gave me a joy when the five antioxidants came into my life. Oh, praise God, and realizing that God ordained antioxidant, the Prince of Peace. I'm giving you a reason to worship the Prince of Peace this Christmas, to see how awesome he is, to see how marvelous he is, to know that we serve a anywhere a second before he even created man. He brought forth the grass, and the fourth day he brought forth, wait a second, hold on a minute, somebody help me. He brought forth the grass, the herbs, and the fruits. It was for our healing. That's why he told Hezekiah to take a lump of antioxidant. Did I say antioxidant? Take a lump of fig and put on the blistering boil that killed the poison. And therefore what happened? Hezekiah, life was extended by 15 years. And today my life is extended. I pray this morning that God will give me 120 years of good health, because if I willing and obedient, I will eat the fat of the lion. And one of the obedience I should follow from the Prince of Peace is to eat the fruits and eat the things that he put upon the face of this earth to give us. And I thank God for Artists International, for the person who was inspired to put it together. The Prince of Peace is so powerful that yet he could come in the minds of man and say, look, take the pomegranate, take the noni, take the acai berry. Oh, my God, when you finish, mix it with a little bit of mangosteen and the Gucci berry, and then mix it up and shake it up, because a good Pastor John, my servant, will need it, and others will need to drink it. Drink it every single day, my friends. Drink at least 6 ounces a day. Are you listening to me this morning? I come with a message that the Prince of Peace brought us revelation. But we are troubled and we are going through our situation, because if we did not accept him as the Prince of Peace, therefore we cannot realize all the blessings that he has given us. Don't you realize that 90,000 in 90 days, and some people out of twist, and people calling me and say, Pastor, how could you say 90,000 in 90 days? And we're spending so much time talking about 90,000 in 90 days instead of going out and follow a very simple system that God say, you know something? I'm going to resolve your problem. From now on, you're going to start paying your mortgage in time. From now on, the rent is going to be paid in time. From now on, you're going to have money to put some tithes and offering, and you're going to take care of yourself, because I'm going to put you in a position where you have a simple system of duplication. And wait a second, because the company is so generous with the compensation plan, you will achieve 90,000 in 90 days. This is accredited to the Prince of Peace. Do you understand who Jesus is? You say, Pastor, what kind of gospel is this? This is the word of the Lord. He promised to supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. David said, I shall not want of anything, because God is going to put it in. Wait a second. He's going to prepare the table in the presence of your enemy. Watch this as I bring it home now. That the Prince of Peace says he's going to prepare the table and put all the blessing on the table. And the idiot enemy across the street with a sword that have no edges on it, trying to cut off your legs when you're going to take it, so you are scared to go and take it. So you question, what kind of system is this? And I want proof. And do you have any proof for me first? And I need to understand, and send me some documents, and send me this, because I got to study it, and I got to do it. When he says to reach out and take what the Lord has given you, when he clearly says, the psalmist David says, if you delight yourself in God, he will give you the desires of your heart. Because the Prince of Peace has reconnected us back to God. And when we connected back to God, and he become our father, and I become the child, now I could depend on him and call upon him and ask him for everything that we need. So many people been suffering for a long time and say, God, all year long, I am having troubles, and this is not working. I am sick. When the leave is right there for you to drink, and you don't want to drink it, and you complain, I am broke. And now God says, wait a second, you can make 90,000 in 90 days, and yet still you're still murmuring and turning and twisting, because some of you did not even come up with the idea. And keeping it real, you want to kick me away? Kick me away. Oh, my God. Some people did not come up with the idea, so they're upset. My friends, I am telling you, what God bless, no man curse. And I'm saying to us, the Prince of Peace for this Christmas has brought us an early Christmas gift, 90,000 in 90 days. I know when he brought me my Christmas gift, it was being free from cancer. So you may have a need that you're sick today. Alkaline the system. Get oxygen back into your blood cells again. And the power of five help you with that journey. Wait a second. It helps you with the journey to get there. But it's up to you to reach out and put it to your mouth and drink it. It's up to you to understand what it is. So to this morning, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah says, let me reiterate and close. I have 1 minute and wait a second. I got to close now. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Thank you, and God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What a powerful word, Pastor John Glenn. Can you please stay on the line, because I will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction for this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, our Prince of Peace, you are amazing. And we thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we celebrate Pastor John as you have allowed for him to be here on this earth for 3 years. Father, we decree and declare total health in him right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over him and know that your favor rests upon him. Restore the things in him, Father God, that you see fit in Jesus' name. And for each and every caller on this line this morning, I speak favor, I speak increase, and I speak that every need is met in their life in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up Minister Robin to you, oh God. Father, I pray right now, and I just thank you for her life. I thank you, Father God, that your favor is around her, oh God. I pray that you would give her strength and peace right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I celebrate the fact that so many were not able to speak at the beginning of this week, Father, but I thank you that I hear in their voices this morning a joyful praise. And, Father God, I celebrate them, and I celebrate you because you are still in the miracle-working business, and I thank you that your miracles have not expired. I thank you that you allow for Brenda Robinson to come home, and I thank you that you allowed for Joni to come home, Father. I thank you, Father God, that you sustain us and you keep us every day. I call out Martha to you right now, and Dee to you, and John, and Mother Josie, and Mother Geneva, and Mother Ina to you, oh God. I lift up the Culvers to you. I lift up Jackie to you. I lift up Charbonne and Sharon to you. I lift up Wayne and Paul, God. Continue to just touch them with your mighty hands, God. Give them comfort. Give them peace right now. Renew their minds, their hearts, and their spirits right now, God, as you are the reason for this season, Father. We celebrate you. We honor you. We thank you. We are grateful for everything that you do. We thank you for the 90K in 90 days. We thank you for Artists International. We thank you for the DSD Leon family. We thank you for the Master's Call, God. I thank you for President Barack Obama and his family, and I pray that you would continue to just be with them, give them comfort and give them strength, give them peace, that they will continue to lead as you have called them to, Father. We thank you for divine connections. We thank you for divine appointments. We thank you for divine relationships, and we thank you that you favor us this day, God. And as we go out into the marketplace, your favor is on top of us, is beneath us, is on the side of us, is around us. We are unstoppable because we walk in your favor, oh God, and we bless your holy name. And I decree and declare these things to be so, and they are done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, TMC family, for joining us on the call today. If you want to hear this word or if you want to post it on your social media, the replay number for this call is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-pound. Tomorrow is our hour of prayer call hosted by the world's greatest health call. And that will be at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number is 559-726-1200 and the PIN code 516-848-POUND. So I invite each of you to join us there on tomorrow for the Hour of Prayer call. At this time, Pastor John, can you come back to the line right now and give us our benediction, and then we will head into part two of the Master's Call.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. And everybody say amen and amen and amen. God bless everyone in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, TMC family, for joining us here on the Master's Call. So as we go into part two, if you're going to stay here with us, then we definitely welcome you to stay. If you will be leaving to go over to the Morning Motivational Call, we will definitely hear you there later on. So at this time, let me bring to you none other than the woman of God who we have been celebrating these last few days. I mean, last Sunday was her birthday, her born day, and truly God is doing some greater and new things in her life. I mean, she put out that declaration in December of 2012 saying that God is going to ordain, God ordained dreams in 2013. And I'm telling you, he is doing some mighty, mighty dreams in her life. And I'm so glad to see them manifest and to share in her joyfulness and what God is doing in her life. I so thank God that she is a part of my life and your life every day here on this call. So I bring to you this morning our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, are you there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for your kind words and for you being our Miss Sunshine on this call this morning, hosting. Excuse me, especially in the midst of all the many texts I was sending her this morning. Thank you, Minister Kai, for, of course, greeting God's people. And man of God, I tell you, what a word, what a word, what a word. You all power and anointing and when you minister, when you deposit into our hearts. I know you're on fire with this 90K in 90 days and igniting so many of us just from being around you, and we just celebrate the God in you, and I am always humbled by you making the time and taking the time to be on this call every time we ask. At this time, one of our pillars, one of our main focuses of this call is prayer, and we always set aside time on Fridays for you all to call in and to let us hear live your prayer requests, your praise reports, because God has been good to us. This has been a great year, and his blessings are continuing to flow, his favor, and we always need to stand in the gap one for another for all of us who are on the battlefield. So if you have a prayer request or a praise report, we ask you now just to hit *6, and you'll be in queue, and we will be more than happy to take requests. All right, the first person there, 1554, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. It's Angie Hill in Virginia. How are you?
Good morning, good morning.
I have a praise report. Like I stated this morning before the call got started, I'm driving from Connecticut back to Virginia with Aaron. He's here home for the holidays, so I'm praising God for that. And also, Aaron just turned 20 on the 18th, and my dad turned 64 on yesterday, so I just praise God for Aaron coming home and my dad and Aaron's birthday and just everything so good happening right now.
Amen. Well, we celebrate with he's born in a great month like me, so with Jesus, what else can we say? So please tell Aaron and your father we also say happy birthday and blessed holidays to you and your family. All right, all right. We're going to keep on moving. Again, if you have a prayer request, please hit *6. Before I go any further, She said quickly, but she didn't go into detail, got a text from our prayer warrior that she had been hit this morning in a car accident, but that she is okay, Minister Robin Wilson. So please keep Minister Robin in prayer. She didn't give me any more details, but that she would call me later. But she did let me know that she was in a car accident this morning and that she is okay. Also, for traveling mercies for Minister LaShawn, she is on her way to her uncle's homegoing celebration and with her family there in Delaware. As you please keep Minister LaShawn in your prayers also, so that as they're traveling, the ministering angels of God be encamped around them. All righty, we're going to be headed down to sunshiny Florida to Miss Joni. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and family. Praise the Lord. I am home. The devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. I just want to ask prayer, too, for my mother. She's 81, and she fell yesterday. Mm. And she takes care of me. So I say, devil, I know you tried. You sure enough stepping on the wrong toe now. But she's okay. She's got her hand a little bit. I told her I think she's trying to get out of cooking for Christmas. But
you are wrong for that.
No, no. But I just thank God for her, and I just thank God for you and the family. But, you know, I'm home. The devil tried to attack me, and I said, devil, you know what? Dr. Vanessa said we have had a blessed year, and you're going to come at the end of the year and try to attack me? So now he just made me get stronger and stronger and get up under my feet. So I just want to tell everybody thank you for the prayers. And I got my voice back, so he really needs to watch out now. So thank you so much. Love you.
What is your mom's first name?
Oh, Ivy, I-B-Y.
All righty. We got her down, and we'll be covering Mother Ivy in prayer. You get there, you help Mother Ivy fix that Thanksgiving, Christmas dinner. All right.
Thank you.
Again, blessed holidays to you. All right. Is there anyone else who wants to come into the queue? Before we go into a time of intercession, quite a few of you on the line, but again, this is our time that we always take out to hear your prayer requests, to hear whatever you may have to say. I am so excited. I see our founder is on the call this morning. All righty, from Tacoma, Washington. Good morning, Miss Ronnie.
Good morning. God bless you. I had to call back. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting ready to head out the door in a snowstorm, so I wanted to be quick about this, and I don't think I'm going to be on the phone till I get to my destination. This year will be the first time in 32 years that my daughter's father and I will spend over a funeral amount of time together. And she has invited him up here for Christmas. We are civil. Her husband also has his father and mother coming. These young people have a lot of healing from being misparented in a lot of ways, and I just ask you to cover this time in prayer that they can get what they want out of this union, okay, as far as... They want us to be in the same room, want us to do a family picture, and that they're trying to create memories for their future. And I just pray that all goes well. I foresee everything going well, but we've been dealing with a lot in the last couple of days as far as my son-in-law having two mothers and a lot of stuff going on. So just pray that all goes well, and that my daughter and son-in-law have their 15th wedding anniversary in May, and they want this to be a time of whatever. So just pray for us. And my brother Richard, is in the nursing home again with that foot. He's still not getting it together. He's still running the streets, checking himself out the nursing home, and going everywhere, and so the foot is trying to close. Anyway, just pray that God would arrest his heart so he can surrender to him. I'm tired. very tired.
Okay, well, we got those out, and we're going to speak the victory over all of this. And what is your daughter's name with the
My daughter is Chantel and Harry.
Chantel
and Harry White.
Thank you. All righty, we got it. And thank you so much. And you drive safely in that snow. I know you all are more used to it up there than we are, but still be safe. All righty, Miss Jackie in Indiana. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Just want to call in and give a praise report. Had a beautiful, beautiful weekend last weekend. Went down to celebrate on Saturday in a snowstorm, my daughter's graduation, and God kept us safe. He kept us on the road. We couldn't travel the interstate. We had to take a two-lane highway. And during the course of that travel there, it was so white, you couldn't hardly see anything but white. And cars were sliding off the road, but God kept us encamped and kept his blood covering over us. We didn't slip, slide, or anything. We got there, and on the way back, the roads was just clear, and it was just a great travel back. And I thank God for that. And so we were able to celebrate with her and just have a wonderful time. And then on Sunday, we celebrated my dad's birthday. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a picture of he and I together. And the family came together, including the brother that I had trouble with. So everything was just beautiful and wonderful, and I praise God and thank God for that. And Pastor Vanessa, I was thinking of you as well, so and lifting you up as well on that same day. And also, I want to give praise to God for this Christmas holiday coming up and thanking God for the greatest gift that has been given to me, and that gift was Jesus who brought me love. And through that love, I am, and I thank God for. I thank God. I just praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm so glad to hear that your father had an awesome birthday, and you and your brothers and the whole family celebrated. Praise God. All righty, we're headed out to New Jersey, 2422.
Good morning. Good morning. Good God morning. This is Brenda Robinson out of Newark, New Jersey.
Hey, love.
Hey, I just want to thank God. December 15th, I had a stroke, so they say, and I was unable to move on my left side, unable to talk, and it was just a blessing that my products, it had to do with all my products that I intake in myself, and they said by having a stroke, you have to have high blood pressure. You have to have high cholesterol. I had none of that. I had, as soon as I got there, this doctor came and he said, whatever they say to you, do not take that shot that they're going to offer you because you do not have high blood pressure. It's a shot that they give people when they have a stroke that is supposed to help them. And he said, but the shot in 3 to 6 months has been known that will make you have a blood disorder in your brain. It will bust vessels, and do not take that shot. It just disappeared. And then when they came in, they start talking about the shot. And the guy did tell me that it was my choice to take it. And I was saying, well, do I have high blood pressure? He said, no, we don't know what the problem is. So I was in the hospital from that Sunday to yesterday. I was allowed to come home. And the only prescription that they gave me was aspirin. So I do know God saved me. My products saved me. So I'm saying to you guys, take your products, that Lviv juice. It was only my regimen was Lviv juice, green 29, and I drink the collagen coffee every day. I take the omegas sometimes, but not as often that I should. That will go into my regimen. The power boost would definitely be a new regimen for me and memory charge. But I just thank God for the products, and I thank God for saving me. I'm able to talk. I can walk. And they was just amazed. They was like, I don't know how you come through that stroke, just that simple, in that way. And I just thank God for y'all prayers. I thank God for you, and I thank God for Dr. PK. And I also thank God for the people that text me. I heard that Dr. PK was saying, don't bother her. Don't bother her. So they sent me little text that don't answer me. I just want to let you know that I'm praying for you, and I thank my artist family this morning.
Amen. So you drink the red Lviv every morning? You said Lviv.
Every day I drink red and green. I drink green at night. I drink it every That, and I take the Green 29. That was my, that's my regimen daily. But I'm going to add in, and I drink Multi Plus sometimes, but I'm going to put that back in there too, because they were saying something about my electric lights. But it wasn't low, but they wanted to give me something for my electric lights. And I know that multivitamin will boost that up. So I'm going to put the Power Boost in it. And the Multi Plus and the memory charge in my regimen from now on.
Amen. Well, we praise God. You sound strong. I know you're looking good. And we just celebrate with you on the faithfulness of God. And thank you for calling in to give us that that praise report. As I said, your other mother, she's on the line, Dr. PK. So I know she's very happy to hear that also. So we just praise God for you. All right, is there anyone else who wants to be covered in prayer? We are continuing to pray for our founder, who is out in California at this time, and keeping Dr. PK covered in prayer that from her travels and her health, that Jehovah Rapha will be touching her body also. All righty, if there is no one else, I will go on and go into a time of intercession.
Dr. Vanessa?
I was going to say, I saw you unmuted yourself. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Tiffany.
Just received a few texts for prayer that those who desire in their hearts to attend the Empowerment Conference, that all of the needs that they need, the ticket to attend the conference, the ticket for their flights or their bus or their planes will be provided. Their accommodations will be provided for. So if that is your desire, then I say put it on paper. Say, this is what I would like to do. Post that in your house in three different places and pray to God and ask God that his favor will be upon you and that he will provide that for you. So just wanted to continue to lift up the Empowerment Conference and those who have a desire to go, that they will definitely be there in January 2014.
Amen. And, I could suggest to everybody who desires to go, call and make your reservations, because you don't have to pay right now. They just ask, they use a credit card to hold the room, but you don't have to pay. So a step of faith would be to definitely call the Marriott there in Houston at the Hobby Airport and say you're part of the artist group and it's just $84 a night. But definitely you want to do that and get that room book as a step of faith and watch God do all the rest. Thank you for mentioning that, to lift up those who have a need for the Empowerment Conference and that entire team. And we are praying for, the prayer directors are on the website and on many of the Facebook pages. We're just asking still for the volunteers, as Mr. Tiffany said, to please go to our email and volunteer, come to serve, to be a servant leader. All righty, thank you. Is there anybody else? All righty, well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just today that you have made, I thank you for your love and your presence that permeates along these telephone lines. I thank you for, as Sister Benita calls it, the telecommunication church that you've allowed us to be able to come together in one accord, one mind, and one spirit to lift up your name. Now we thank you for the deposit of your word from your manservant today. We thank you for Pastor Glenn John. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his love for you and his love for people. And just continue to let the ministering angels encamp around him, pour back into him the virtue that he so freely and willingly poured the word of God into us. Bless him and keep him. We thank you for Sister Angela and her praise report with her son Aaron and her father, and how, Father, step by step, day by day, week by week, are you rebuilding her life, her family, those things that are important to her. I thank you for continued strength, and you reminding her, as you said in your word in Nehemiah 8:10, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I thank you for the Sophia wisdom that you're giving her is that a virtuous mother and woman of God, as you will do even more exceeding abundantly in her family. Father, we thank you that we send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to Minister Robin's body right now from this car accident. And I do decree and declare what the devil has meant for bad. Daddy God, you said in Genesis 50, as Joseph declared, you are turning it around for your glory and for Robin's good. So I just thank you first that she was not hurt, that she came out of it okay, but we just thank you that you're going to do the exceeding abundantly in that situation. I thank you for Minister LaShawn for traveling mercies as she goes to the homegoing celebration of her uncle, Kitty, and I just thank you for the family members. Bless that family as they celebrate life, and that you be with them and strengthen them and comfort them during this time. And I just thank you that traveling mercies are with her and her entire family, that they arrive safely and return home safely. And, Lord, I just so thank you for our evangelist, Jody, her love for you, her zeal for the things of God. Continue to stir it up. We thank you for that Jehovah Rapha touch that you continue to give to her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Every cell that you know is trespassing, we curse it at the root, and we speak the blood of Jesus, the healing virtue, to continue to flow through her veins. Oh, we thank you for her mother, Ivy. Father, with her fall, thank you that no broken bones and that she is fine, and that you continue to put the garrison of angels around her. Mother, we thank you for Ronnie. We speak of peace during this Christmas celebration, and as the family comes together for the first time in a long time, as different people, part of that unit, come together, that we remember the reason for the season, that your anointing destroys every yoke of heaviness, of uneasiness, of anything that the devil would try to bring. The blood of Jesus we apply to the doorposts of their hearts, and we just speak in a blessed day, a day of love and laughter and fellowship and family. And we thank you for Chantel and Gary, that you continue to their marriage, and that they have the boundaries that you want them to have, even with their desires throughout this holiday. We continue to dispatch labors across Richard's path. Father, we curse the assignment of the enemy. We speak the salvation, the deliverance of Richard, her brother, and we just thank you that you will, like you did Paul on the Damascus Road, give him that encounter with you. We speak healing to his foot, and that he will do what he is supposed to do for the complete healing of his body. Oh, we celebrate and lock hearts with Jackie for a beautiful weekend, for her daughter's graduation. We congratulate her daughter on her accomplishments and celebrate of your faithfulness with her journey. And we just thank you that as they came to celebrate her father's birthday, her and her brother, God, I thank you for knitting their hearts in family love and Christian love, and that it was a good day, a good time, a great weekend in you, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we continue to speak the total Jehovah Rapha healing virtue. We send the word there to New Jersey to Brenda Robinson's body. Stroke, you are a name, and you have to bow to the name of Jesus. Devil, you have lost your mind, but I tell you what, we know the word, and we apply the word of Proverbs 6:31, and it says, when the thief is found out, devil, slewfoot, when you are exposed, you have to give it back sevenfold. So we decree and declare to the heavens a sevenfold restoration of Brenda's health, a sevenfold restoration of her time, the sevenfold restoration of her peace, a sevenfold restoration of finances that had to be expended, a sevenfold restoration in every area of her life. I thank you because she's stepping out and going out and spreading her wings in the things of God. Devil, you made the mistake. You may come to kill, steal, and destroy, but the blood of Jesus we apply to the doorpost of Brenda's heart, her home, and that's why stroke had to fall off We thank you for her artist products in her body. Oh, I thank you that you gave us the natural things to do so that the supernatural, a testimony of her health, and even that doctor, that person who told her not to take that shot, the angel, the messenger that you sent to protect her even for the future. Oh, we celebrate with you, Daddy God, and we thank you. And to our co-founder, our ambassador of Artists International, oh, Father, as she is there in California, I just send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, I thank you for a fresh wind of your glory to be with Dr. PK even right now. And I thank you that anything and everything that has been a trespasser, a violator, walking and working without a license of God in her body, we curse and cancel your assignment right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the blood of Jesus never loses its power. And I thank you that new vitality, God, freshness shall come upon your daughter of Zion. We decree it and declare it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for everyone, anyone in our artist family who has that desire in their heart to come to this Artist Empowerment Conference January 10th through 12th in Houston, Texas. You said in Psalms 37:4, if we delight ourselves, if we submit unto you, you would give us the desires of our heart. You know the desire. You know the need. I thank you. You are our Jehovah Jireh, our Jehovah Uri. You are our provider. And for each and every person, I call in the provision from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Father, as we walk by faith and not by sight, let their conversation line up right now that they decree in the heavens that they see themselves in Houston, Texas for that conference. Father, that they see themselves having everything and not just enough, but the more than enough to arrive there. I thank you that you stir up their faith, that you get them in God's gym of faith, and they'll work the muscles of faith by the declaration and the decrees out of their mouth that God should supply my every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, I thank you that you're moving on the hearts of those who would sow into me. You're making a way out of no way. God, you're doing that Isaiah 44:40, the 4th verse, you're going before me. You're making every crooked pathway straight, every rough place smooth. There'll be a smooth transition for me to arrive in Houston, Texas for this conference. Father, we speak it that they will not grow weary in well-doing, that they'll do their part. They'll pick up the phone and make their hotel reservations. God, they'll open up their mouths and speak only favor. Speak with words full of faith. No doubt, but words of determination. And I thank you for the praise reports that will come forth from those who walk by faith and not by sight. And Father, we lift up the kings of artists. We lift up the empowerment conference from beginning to end. We thank you as we even celebrate Papa Dan De Leon's birthday and Godmother Dorothy Cook's birthday and the celebration of the vision of 1 year of the Kings of Artists and how you trusted Diamond President Reggie Flanagan, and he's been a good glory carrier vision, and how you put around him a man and a woman of God and Ambassador PK and his lovely wife and many others of the wives who held this vision up even as they celebrate their anniversary. I thank you for the spirit of excellence, the spirit of unity that you've placed on these men of God. We speak the favor of God on this conference. And Father, you will rise up in the hearts of the prayer warriors to pray over those directives, to read them out loud, to announce to the heavens, your kingdom come, your will be done this conference. Father, we already covering that Sunday service, that you're stirring up a word, a right-now word, an on-time word, a life-changing word in Dr. Raphael Spiller. And we're thanking you that that service. Where your glory will be revealed. Just praying right now, believing, running interference in the heavens right now for the breakthrough that can only come from you. So we thank you, Daddy God, for what you're doing in us. And we thank you for each and every family represented on this line right now, and that you are continuing to do a good work in them. We thank you for them hooking up to the TMC vision to be enhanced and empowered. And, Father, we thank you that you are allowing us to go forth to do kingdom building, to be your ministers in the marketplace. So we thank you as we seal this time of prayer, as we seal this time of intercession. We thank you for the spoken prayer request and even the unspoken prayer request. And that as we announce to the heavens that your will be done, we dispatch you now, Michael, Archangel of War, the war and ministry angels of God, to go forth in our behalf. Oh, Father, we see ourselves with eyes of faith as the overcomers. And on this 20th day, with 11 more days to go, we're excited, God, that as we started this journey in January, that you gave us God-ordained dreams, and we're watching them manifest. We thank you for the 90K in 90 days, that you keep that team covered as they're giving of their time, their talent. Stir up an enthusiasm, a momentum that only you can maintain, that we will be about changing lives, changing destinies, changing health, and bringing about generational wealth. Now we feel it. We decree that it is done and it is so. In the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thanks be to God, to each and every one of you. We praise God for you, encouraging many of you to go right on over to the MMC. And we will look forward to hearing you and hearing those shout-outs and those salutations of glory and praise to our Lord. Over the phone, don't forget about Saturday, the hour of prayer, and join us on Monday as Pastor Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott will be bringing the word. So have a blessed, blessed, blessed day and weekend, and we'll look forward to hearing you on Monday. Bye-bye.